This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, Bobby G. Joining us here, our hypnotherapist, business coach, and so much more. We're talking, hypnosis for life. Based out of North Carolina, she's helping so many people as a hypnotherapist, really everywhere. And as a life coach, she's doing both. And again, she's available anywhere around the world. And we're going to talk to her today more about the work she's doing. And how are you, by the way?
Wonderful. Hope you are.
Oh, good. What's going on?
Got the grandbabies for a week.
Oh my gosh. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, I mean, they're little, they're almost 3 and 8 months old. So little ones. I'm excited to have them. I keep trying to keep them till they're 18, but they haven't let me yet.
Oh my God. Well, good for you. Let me see. So as a hypnotherapist, I know we've been talking for a while, and just a little overview of what you do, if you don't mind.
Yes, I do. Well, I do hypnotherapy. I'm also I like to consider myself now a transformational life coach because I really, really help people transform their lives. I can do group sessions, phone sessions. Also, I'm a speaker. I have some platforms I speak from. So I do, you're right, I do a lot of different things. In fact, I call myself a Jill of all trades.
I love that. My mom always told me I was a jack of all trades, master of none. I'm like, wait, that's not fair. All right.
Well, I corrected. A Jill of all trades.
I love it. Thank you, sweetheart. And what did you have in mind for us today? A little self-hypnosis, right?
Self-hypnosis, yes. Self-hypnosis today. There's several different types of self-hypnosis, but we're going to kind of be doing the guided imagery a little bit. It's what people can do at home. But before you do self-hypnosis, you have to have goals or affirmations. You have to have something to, as the way hypnosis works, you give the client suggestions. Well, you have to give yourself suggestions. So you have to have goals and affirmations. So it kind of starts with thinking about what those are. And I would suggest coming up with 10 of them just to force yourself, one, to think, also to have something for future reference. And you're not going to use all 10 of them, but you do want to at least come up with 10. But you can come up with physical and health, emotional and relationship, intellectual, spiritual, projects you might have around the house that need to be done, financial. There are several different categories that you can come up with goals for. So just pick one and write up some goals. But then when you get those goals, say you get 10, pick 2 or 3 that you're going to work on during self-hypnosis. You can also do affirmations, and affirmations are short and sweet. I am confident. I am calm. I am successful. Even with your goals, it's current and it's in the first person. I am, I will. So you want to make sure your goals reflect that and your affirmations reflect that, and keep it in the present tense. You want to assume you're already there. So that's the reason to write them down. One, also when you're writing, you're actually using your subconscious mind. So having them handwritten out is a good place to start, or type them on the computer, but write them out. And that's a good place to start with your subconscious, because you're kind of priming your subconscious to accept these back when you do self-hypnosis. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm scared though. How do we do self-hypnosis? I want to know everything and how we work.
Okay. That's where we're going. So even like in a regular hypnosis session, a hypnotist gives back what the client is coming in for. I want to do this. Well, those are the suggestions the hypnotherapist is giving back to them. You're doing the same thing with self-hypnosis. So you're giving yourself your own suggestions. So like I said, there's several different types. Okay, so now we've got our list of goals and we've picked 2 or 3. So we're ready to go into self-hypnosis. There's several types. There is a progressive muscle relaxation. You need about 15, 20 minutes for this. And this is really good for people that have a lot of tension, a lot of stress. And what you're doing is you're tensing your muscles and then relaxing, and you work your way through your body. So I won't go into that. We might save that for one of the sessions on anxiety. But you can do visualization, which, They tell people to do a storyboard and have pictures of things you want, you know, in your life, and you have them up on a storyboard. You would be doing visualizing in great detail using all your senses what you want to accomplish. The third one is guided imagery, which is what we're going to do today. So got it. Are you going to be doing this with me?
Tell me what I need to do. Yes, let me get some water. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take a drink of water. Relax. Deep breath. Are we comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need to say, this is not for anybody driving in their car or using heavy equipment. This is, you need to be in a safe, quiet place, hopefully uninterrupted. Lying down would be ideal. Sitting is perfectly fine, but you want to be comfortable. Loose clothing, kick your shoes off, Jill. You want to be comfortable. So, you ready? Yes. Just relax. Okay. Now, we're going to take a deep breath in and exhale. Let it go. Just let it all go. Deep breath in and exhale. Let it go. Let it all go. Let all the sounds and signs and sights and sounds, everything, just let it go. And I want you to take your right hand, put it on your left wrist, and just feel your pulse. Just marvel at the wonder of who you are. You have the freedom to be the master of your own life. You have the freedom to master your own goals. Breathe in and breathe out. Deep breaths. Now, I want you to imagine you're floating on a cloud of relaxation, just floating and drifting, floating and drifting. Breathe in, breathe out. And I want you to imagine the goals that you have set for yourself, the two or three that you have chosen, completed, finished, as you breathe in and breathe out. And now, I want you to say after me, each time I use my formula for self-hypnosis, I will go quickly and deeply down and down into hypnosis, and then count from 5 down to 0 out loud. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Completely relaxed. Completely relaxed. This is where you will tell yourself your goal, that you've memorized. Tell yourself your goal and then breathe deep. Relax. Tell yourself your second goal. Okay. Breathe deep and relax. Third goal, if you have one, breathe deep and relax. Then I want you to repeat this, because your subconscious really enjoys repetitiveness. It really does. Your goals to yourself. After 2 or 3 times, I want you just to breathe in the realization that you are your own master. You have the desire and the willingness to complete your goals. After this, you can count when you're finished. You can count from 0 up to 5. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Becoming fully aware, feeling your skin, feeling your body, becoming fully aware, feeling wonderfully, wonderfully good in every way. And that's the easier part of self-hypnosis. And you can do this. Okay, it said, experts say it takes 21 days to break a habit. So you want to choose two or three goals.
Okay.
Whatever you can handle.
Okay.
And that are doable and realistic. You can't have a goal of, I want to lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks. Okay, let's be realistic. You can lose 50 pounds if you want, but just set yourself a realistic goal for it. Or you're wanting to read a book and it's a big book. Give yourself time. Give yourself something realistic because you don't want your subconscious to say, no.
No.
Right. You want your subconscious to say, yeah, we can do that. So you want your, you know, you want to be your own, you know, cheerleader. So you want to do something like that. So. Yes. So, and then you can work on three goals, and then 21 days, you can work on another set of three goals, and then 21 days, you can work on it. This is continuous. You can continue doing this for whatever you can change up. If something happens, something comes up, you can change it and do, you know, work on that issue or subject or accomplishment you need to work on. So, like I told you in the beginning, I believe hypnosis is totally customizable. Even self-hypnosis, you don't have to be rigid to stick to the first three you chose. You can change up and do what you need to do. So that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. It's totally personal. It's totally customizable to what you need at that current moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Now, how often should we be doing this?
21 days. Every 21 days.
Every day, how many times a day?
You can do it several times a day, okay. But once is good. Once is good. And I suggest the best time probably might be first thing in the morning when you wake up, while you're still laying there and you're still kind of drowsy. Mm-hmm. That might be the good time to focus on your goals because your mind is kind of in that state where your subconscious is going to be more and able to receive the goals and stuff because you're going to be able to relax more without being up and busy throughout your day. You know, we get busy and say, oh, I got to find 15 minutes
all
to do
time,
this.
All the time, right?
Right, exactly. That can be more difficult than maybe if you get up 15 minutes earlier and you do your self-hypnosis, then that would be a good time to do it before you get up and start everything that you need to get done in a day. So,
all right. Wow.
Oh, yeah, makes it easier. How are you feeling? Good?
I'm so tired. Is that a good thing? I don't know. We did this in the past, and I closed my eyes, and I just feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm supposed to be working. I shouldn't be so sleepy now. Like, yeah, I'm getting out. I guess it's a good thing because we're, you know, I'm not, like, yawning on your show. I'm part of, like, a relaxation technique here. But
I know. Well, you got deeply relaxed. So there you go. So just got to come back out of it. Did you count from zero back up to five me?
Yes, I did. I did. Okay. I was a little behind you. You were like 0-1. I'm like 0-1. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's when you regress down into hypnosis, you usually count down, 10 down to 1-0. When you're emerging, you count up, you know, 1 up to 5, 10, whatever. So makes it easier for your mind to keep track of which way you're supposed to be going. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Oh my gosh. And this is, by the way, part of your self-hypnosis.
So sorry.
Don't be sorry. I feel sorry. I'm yawning on your show as if this is boring. It's not boring. It's just relaxing. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh my gosh. Continue because I'm like too relaxed. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Ask me something.
Well, someone's doing this at home. They may not be able to do it at home. They may need your guidance. So do we start off by getting the personal sessions with you and then go to self-hypnosis or we could do both?
Yes, because I can teach self-hypnosis and personal sessions for sure. So, yes, they can come through me through sessions, and I can guide them, help them for doing self-hypnosis. So, yes, or it's almost like even meditation is a form of self-hypnosis because you're focused, your mind is focused, and that is what hypnosis is. It's just heightened focus. Mm-hmm. So, even through meditation, there's like, they're doing the sounds. Those are sounds that resonate with your brain waves and actually cause relaxation. So, that's another good point I was just thought of because there are apps you can get that will play, relaxation sounds if you're struggling to get yourself relaxed. Mm-hmm. And some people do. They've just got a lot going on and they struggle, I think, sometimes to let go. And that's where the progressive muscle relaxation would be extremely helpful, because that's about 10-20 minutes of starting with your toes and like clenching your feet, clenching your muscles and relaxing, then clenching the calves and your legs, clenching them and relaxing and doing that. And you can feel the tension in your body, but I'll throw this in. Your sympathetic nervous system is your fight or flight response part. Okay. Say something simple happens, like you misplace your car keys or your phone. Okay. Happens all the time. But what people don't realize is their muscles tense up, their heart might start to increase, heart rate might start to increase because it's going into fight or flight. So now they're going everything. That causes tension in your body. So the progressive muscle relaxation really helps with releasing that. It also trains your nervous system to go into the parasympathetic mode, which is the rest and relax mode. So you're actually, by clenching your muscles and tightening them and then releasing them and relaxing them, you're actually causing a shift to create your nervous system to rest and relax. And because some people are really, they're high tense, they got high energy jobs, they got high energy lives, they got a lot going on, and they find it. My clients all the time tell me they can't relax. And when they, like you just did, when they leave, they're like, oh my God, that was so relaxing. Honestly, I didn't do anything but guide them. They're the ones who actually were able to relax. So they can do it. They can relax. And I always give them the suggestion that anytime they want to relax, they just close their eyes, take a deep breath, and think of the word relax, so that they can get that feeling back and feel that good again without thinking like they're, you know, going like this all the time. So it's very good to be able to balance your nervous system in that way, which is good for a lot of high tension, high stress lives, which a lot of us have. So.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. A lot of stress, a lot of tension, but excited for the weekend, right? Because we got an extra day next week off of work Monday, right, from Memorial Day. Are you?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I have a client Monday, so.
All right.
because he's off work, so I have a client Monday. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
But that's okay.
Oh, my goodness. And what else about self-hypnosis do we need to be aware of that you wanted to share with us?
It doesn't happen overnight. But it does happen. Okay. So just keep patience is the key. Keep working on it. Make sure your goals are realistic. Mm-hmm. Keep working at it. And it does happen. You can reset your thinking. You can change your emotions, change your attitude, change your lifestyle, change your stress level. There's so many things that you can manage on your own through self-hypnosis. But just baby steps, but just keep at it. Be persistent. Do it every day and keep going. And you will start to see the results of that. So hypnosis is not a magic pill. It's not, you just pop it and boom, your life has changed. Wouldn't that be wonderful? We did have that magic pill, but we don't. So we have these other tools that we can use. So and self-hypnosis is certainly one of them that is very effective if used properly and continuously, and you can make those changes. So
I love it. Thank you. And anyone out there who's a little scared of hypnosis, never done it before, feeling a little afraid, what would you say to them?
Hypnosis is a natural state. We go in and out of it all day long, daydreaming, working on a project, and hours have gone by and you're like, oh my gosh, where'd the time go? If you've driven anywhere and don't remember how you got there, that's because your subconscious took over. That's when you were in that heightened state of awareness. We go through hypnosis right before we fall asleep. This is why I suggested first thing in the morning might be a good time when you're not quite fully awake and into your day, but you've got time to really concentrate on yourself, your goals, and your well-being. And doing like that. So hypnosis is a natural state. We all do it. We all go in and out of it. It's just the way we're made. So, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's not a magic trick. It's not a magic show. I need to do some sessions with my husband. And he's like, are you going to make me cluck like a chicken? And I'm like, well, only if you want to, but not going to do that. So, but those people would do that anyway. That's what people need to understand. Those people on the stage, they're doing the silly stuff. They would do that anyway. And a keynote is the hypnotist is trained to spot those people that are the more flamboyant or the ones that are the life of the party, the one that gets on the table and dances with a lampshade on his head. You know, those types of people. The hypnotist doing the stage hypnosis is trained to spot those people. So they're going to put, and they're there to put on a show, and you're there to witness the show. So there you go. So it's totally for entertainment purposes. So,
oh my goodness.
That's it. So,
oh my goodness. And now this, do people use life coaching in combination with this modality, hypnosis as well?
All the time. In fact, I do a lot of life coaching with my clients. I find it easier, especially the ones coming to me for anxiety. I'm sorry, my eye is watering. The ones coming to me for anxiety, I find it easier just to let them talk, because it's like letting the pressure valve off and letting the emotions out. And really, that's what hypnosis is about, is purging the negative emotions. So, but yeah, in fact, I just received a phone call from a potential client who was having an issue. And we talked for quite a long time, because I truly just want to help people. Whether he calls me for a session or he doesn't, I wanted to help him with the situation that he's in right now. So that's where my life coaching kicks in. And it kind of just comes out. I kind of just can't help myself. So I just really try to help people get in a better state from where they're at, you know, or at least realize, you know, I said something to him and he thanked me. And all I did was tell him, it's wonderful that you even called me, because that's your first step to showing how committed you are to change. So that's the key. If you're committed to change, hypnosis is extremely effective. So he goes, I needed to hear that. And I'm like, well, good for you. So he'll either call me or he won't, but at least now he's got some coaching to help him move forward with his situation. So
beautifully said. Thank you. We still have more time left in the show. So just want to let you know, we got a good 8 minutes left. Six.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Yeah, we do. Go ahead. Do you want to talk about some of the people you're working with? Whatever is up to you. I don't want to.
Well, yeah, I'm bound by confidentiality, so I will never mention names.
Of course not.
Right. Of course. And I wouldn't do that to anyone, but, I've got some unique issues have been popping up lately. I will tell you that. So, and this might help other people out there. Gambling has been an issue that has come up with a client. Chronic lying has been another issue that's come up. So, those are probably the two new issues that I haven't quite done much with. But also hypnosis, like I was telling this gentleman earlier, because you called, you're committed to change. And that's where hypnosis, that's really the foundation of what hypnosis rests on, is the commitment to change. And the reason being is because if somebody comes to me, and I think I said this to you before, and says, my wife wants me to quit smoking. Well, do you want to quit smoking? Well, you know, if they're not committed, their subconscious is going to go talk to the hand, because I know you're not talking to me. So it's not going to listen to me say, yeah, I'm a non-smoker. No, it's not going to listen. It's going to go, I don't know who you're talking to. So you've got to be committed. So when clients call me, I always, always, always tell them I'm very proud of them for making the commitment to call and want to do something about it. So, and that's where your subconscious is going to listen to me, give you back exactly what you came to me for. I'm just going to give it right back to you in positive, healthy suggestions that will help you reach your goals. So that's really how it works. Yeah. It's really that simple, Jill. It really is that simple. So
good. Well, thank you for that. So we can all do it. Keep in touch. And let me ask this again. This modality can be used right here the way we're doing it now, over the phone, on Zoom, either or, correct?
Right. Yes. All of the above. Yes. In person, on Zoom, Over the phone. Yes, all of the above. So, yep.
Great.
Or self-hypnosis.
I got to, I got to count, I got to breathe, and I'm so relaxed. I wish I had a break today. I might take a nap. No, I can never do that. I can never relax that much.
Take a break.
No,
that's right.
But thank you so much for your insight,
You're
as always.
Welcome.
And in closing today, tell us how we can contact you.
Okay, my number is 828-695-9018. And my website, it's going to be a while before my other website's up. So bobby-g.com will get you to my website so you can contact me or email me or something like that through my website. So because my other one, bobbyg.com, isn't quite ready yet. So.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah. All right. We'll talk soon, Bobby G. Thank you so much for being here as always. And we will chat again next time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Next week. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks,
you too, darling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.